This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
See how this works. I know how it works, but how it sounds is the next question. And whose voice is that? Somebody's saying, what in the world? What happened to our friend Doug? Well, your friend Doug is here. He has
Who's that horrible chain smoker on the air?
Right. Yeah, right.
That's what it sounds like.
No. Well, there's a little, I think this is, compensatory damage from somebody sneezing very close to me at the wedding I went to over the weekend with my niece. So I'll talk not a lot, but I'll follow the rule that I have for everybody else. Speak sharply and carry a big tongue. All right, so I'll say a little. I'm just trying to keep the ladies going here. They get so lonely without me.
We just don't know what to do. We're beside ourselves.
DJB Show, Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So there's another whistle. I was going to whistle. Matter of fact, I was hoping that Kara had sound effect for a whistle so that we could get into yet another whistleblower thing. I remember when this first started. Remember the first whistleblower? Do you remember? I'm trying to...
Who was the first whistleblower? Do we know that?
Well, I'm not talking about just in this circumstance, but the idea of being a whistleblower.
Was it the cigarette guy? That movie that Russell Crowe was in?
In the modern era, I think you may be right. That's very good, Victoria.
That was a great movie. The Insider, I think it was called,
Russell Crowe played the Insider, and it didn't put the cigarette or the tobacco companies out of business, but boy, did it cut into their profits.
It's
but see, they figure out how to get around it with things like these jewels, and then, okay, we're off to the races again. Do you know that Altria, that owns R.J. Reynolds, took a $4.5 billion write-off because of Juul? $4.5 billion, a write-off because of what? How much money do these people have? I mean, what does it cost to buy a package of cigarettes? Even though what did you say before I went on the air? It sounded like I was a chain smoker. What does it cost to buy this stuff now?
I don't even know, but I would guess
chewing tobacco
about $6, right?
Oh, I think it's more than that. Well, I think I saw someplace somebody said to me, California, with all the taxes, it's about $10 a pack. So, what is that? I don't know.
For a pack of regular cigarettes?
I think so. Yep.
Oh, well, in New York City, I think they're like 14 a pack or something. It's a lot. Because there are extra taxes on
So for those of you who smoke, can you find...
It's a lot.
Can you find something else to do that will maybe give you the same rewards without the negative offset? I wonder what you
can... I typed in, how much are a pack of cigarettes in California? And as of September 30th, they say it's
$8. $8, okay.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, probably if it's there, if you see in print, if they say it must be true.
It says per state it varies between $5.25 and $12.85 per pack, depending on where you are.
So maybe the $12.85 is Manhattan, because I've seen them in the bodegas. They're expensive.
Yeah.
I don't smoke, but when you're standing there waiting, like all the cigarettes are above your head.
Yeah.
So the prices are right there, but they're expensive.
The fact you can't get them as readily as you used to. There's one, I don't know if it's a deterrent. I wonder if that started another black market. I know in California for marijuana, the black market is almost as productive in terms of dollars and cents than the legality of buying weed legally.
Legal marijuana is not working in California for that reason. And so they've actually diverted, this is so stupid because it's really counterproductive, but they've diverted a bunch of National Guardsmen to go crack down on illegal weed grows throughout the state. Because
didn't they just bust like $1 billion worth of weed?
Yes. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yep. Well, the thing is, you make it worthwhile because if it's legal, you make it worthwhile for the people who are illegal. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's just what makes me nuts. It's either legal or it's not. Come on.
Right. Well, in Massachusetts, I know because of my own experience in going through all of this stuff, the legalities of it, the way the state has structured it, makes it the Cannabis Commission has made it worthwhile for people who are growing it illegally to get into the legal side of it. I don't know, I'm not sure how that all works, but I think it makes sense to do that. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I've forgotten where we were going to actually start with, Jennifer.
Whistleblowers.
Oh, the whistleblower. Right, that's so right, too. Yes.
We've got whistleblowers in Washington, right? The big news, of course, with that is that the public impeachment hearings are going to start next week, next Wednesday. Excuse me. And so we've got that whistleblower happening. We also have the whistleblower's attorney, Mark Zayed, who had a tweet that was revealed from 2017 saying, come on, guys, it's time to have a coup against President Trump. So, of course, that's getting some headlines today, much to the chagrin, if you remember, Dougie, of our friend Victoria Jones, who was on the countdown talking about the virtue of Mark Zayed, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other whistleblower that's in the focus, because it's whistleblower season, apparently, is at Boeing. A former Boeing engineer is warning that passengers on the 787 Dreamliner aircraft could be left without oxygen if an emergency occurred. John Barnett told the BBC that he discovered back in 2016 that faulty emergency oxygen systems had actually been installed in the planes that Boeing owns. The oxygen system is the breathing mass that's supposed to drop from the plane ceiling when there's a decrease in cabin pressure. John Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years as a quality control engineer. He said he ran some tests after discovering the flaw. Of the 300 oxygen systems he tested, Barnett said 75 of them did not deploy properly. He claims Boeing management stonewalled his attempts to investigate the issue further. He also said he complained to the FAA, but the agency didn't take action because Boeing had indicated it was already working on the oxygen problem. So planes can lose cabin pressure when their doors are incorrectly sealed, when windows crack, or if the pressurization system malfunctions. When this happens, one of Boeing's competitors, Airbus, says people on board have as little as 18 seconds of useful consciousness to get their breathing mask on before they pass out. If a person goes without oxygen for too long, brain damage and even death can occur. Now, Boeing denied these allegations, but it did acknowledge that it removed some faulty oxygen systems from their Dreamliner production in 2017. Other current and former Boeing employees have complained about Dreamliner manufacturing at the South Carolina plant of Boeing. They told the New York Times that Boeing repeatedly ignored their complaints regarding manufacturing errors and safety concerns in an effort to speed up aircraft production. Unneeded, unnecessary, terrible PR continuing for Boeing.
Man, this is making me only want to fly Airbus now.
Well, and Airbus has got its problems as well. There are a lot of things that are going on here that just show you. This is the apex of greed and the avarice that comes with having something that's successful, making it more successful, and thus making it less successful. The people, if I were on the board of directors of Boeing, I'd want to fire every executive, every top executive of every division, including the guy who's at the top, clean it out, and start over.
Well, they have a new CEO now. That other guy did get fired.
Well, they have a new CEO. They have a new guy running the 737 project. But the 787, remember that was the one that had, they have some sort of a battery thing in them. I mean, we were talking about this 2 or 3 weeks ago. The first plane that saw service was a Japan Air 787 that they used on their daily flight from Boston to Tokyo. And it caught fire in Boston, I think the first or second time it did the trip, because of the batteries not being properly installed, or there's something with them. And so those are the kinds of things that you don't mess with. If you want to have people's confidence when they're at 35,000, 40,000 feet, then you don't, this isn't the kind of stuff. Now, whether this guy, who is the whistleblower, has a beef with Boeing for some other reason, that sometimes is where whistleblowers come from. But there shouldn't be any questions about anything. If there's any slight anywhere, then in terms of people and their confidence in the product, you want to make sure that it's fixed. And then you talk about how you fix it. You thank the guy, thank you very much for doing this. But you don't stonewall. And this is what goes on in politics and business. People stonewall. Rather than fix the problem, stand up. Be the man, if you will, and take it. And, okay, so we made a mistake. Let's fix it. You don't do this kind of stuff. And it really
well, the scariest part, though, is, you know, batteries and things like that. If a battery explodes or whatever, that's obviously that's not a great thing to have happen. But if you don't know if the oxygen is going to be flowing or working when those masks drop, that's, I mean, that's just, to me, that makes me not trust
Boeing.
The fact
that some guy from Airbus said that, that's, why did they ask
that
from
Airbus? No, Airbus only said that it had nothing, Airbus didn't comment on Boeing. Airbus has only said on the record, no, Boeing has not said how long you have of useful consciousness. Airbus is on the record saying it's 18 seconds. That's why whenever you see that the video that no one pays attention to, and it always says put your own oxygen mask on first before trying to help someone else, now we know why. I've never really known why. What's the real reason for that? And now we know it's because you've got 18 seconds of useful consciousness. So if you're trying to put it on someone else, you're going to pass out. So that's I'm happy that Airbus commented on that on the record, because now we know why. Make sure you put your own thing on first before you try to help someone. You might not.
Airbus
make it.
Is benefiting.
18 Airbus, seconds is not a long time.
Airbus is benefiting from the current problems at Boeing. Here's a Bill Boeing, if he were alive, would be rolling, even if in his grave, rolling around, because this is not what he stood for. The Boeing company has a fabulous record. It's a great American company that's being ruined by these guys that get paid for how much gets out the door. That's not the way I think maybe we ought to look at how chief executives are paid and not make it so much result-oriented. 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
Do Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I was leaning on the grass, dreaming of a sunnier day. Hope that never came. Could it ever be? Well, the present is the past. It's hard to be more than we've seen.
Yo, daddy was a drinker.
Nothing sounds like George Michael, do you?
Yeah. This is what his later stuff sounded like. Yep.
So, this is a single that has just been released when he died 3 years ago, right? This is How We Want You to Get High. The track being released as part of the soundtrack to Paul Feig's upcoming movie, Last Christmas. This was first written in 2012, later recorded at London's Air Studios with some finishing touches done during George's final recording session in 2015. Nobody knew that it was his final session, of course. The song marks Michael's first release of original material in 7 years. Appears as the credits track in Last Christmas. The film itself was inspired by his music, apparently. Last Christmas was co-written by Emma Thompson. Oh, this is going to be, and Amelia Clark is a down-on-her-luck Londoner who meets a guy who turns her attitude around. Henry Golding is the guy from Asia, right? Isn't he the,
from
not the guy?
Crazy Rich Asians, yeah. He was the fiancé, yep.
Right. George Michael passing away on Christmas Day in 2016. He was only 53, and Emma Thompson got his blessing for the film ahead of his death. I think they were friends, from what I've read, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this movie, Last Christmas, comes to theaters next week, the 15th of November, features 13 of his songs. Why would they release a Christmas movie that much before Christmas? Why don't they wait till like, the 1st of December or something?
Well, we're a month away.
In the mood.
Yeah.
This gets me in the mood.
Well, exactly. This gets you in the mood.
Yeah.
It's only the beginning of November. So if you see a movie that has the music
but
in it.
But do you wear out? Do you run out of steam for Christmas if there's too much Christmas?
No, Christmas? You never run out of steam. Come on.
Okay. All right. So that's the. You want to listen to this Christmas tune? Got any Christmas stories?
Yeah.
About? Huh?
No.
No, we don't have any Christmas. Okay. I just like
I love
listening
this song,
to music. Though. Yeah, it's a good song. 6:26 at the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and the Dugster are focused on music, as that happens every hour of the program at this time. Next up, Mel C, who's also known as Sporty Spice, has a new dance track to dance to, I guess. Right? Isn't that what it's all about?
High heels. Probably do very well on the dance charts in the UK, especially. Yep.
They use these kinds of songs when they have the dance show, the dance competitions on TV. What do they use for music? Is it popular
music?
You mean
like Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars, yeah.
They use pop music. They typically have like a live band performing it, so they might do like a slower version of something like this. They don't normally do like super electronic stuff.
They don't. Anyway, this song is called High Heels. She's released it with a video that's pretty high energy as well. Mel C joined three of her fellow Spice Girls, that would be Baby, Ginger, and Scary, on a reunion tour this past summer, kicking off of the show in Dublin and playing 12 different shows all over the United Kingdom. There are rumors that all five of the Spice Girls will perform next year for the Glastonbury anniversary, the 50th anniversary of Glastonbury.
I hope so, because BBC records the entire thing and then it goes up on their website and you can find stuff on YouTube. I would love to watch that. That would be so much fun.
What is there about them that you like so much, Kara?
I don't know. Their songs are just fun. I mean, they're very nostalgic for anyone who listened to them growing up. And I don't know. Yeah, they're just entertaining.
But it's just great pop songs.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, they're just some of the best pop songs that have of my lifetime.
They're like
for sure.
The Monkees. Think about that.
That's actually a really good.
We're the Monkees.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump last night at a campaign rally in Monroe, Louisiana, suggesting that the Democratic-led impeachment inquiry focusing on him is un-American.
It's so bad what they do to our country. They rip the guts out of a country, and it's a shame, and they shouldn't be allowed to do it. And people should stop. Maybe go to the Supreme Court, maybe, but they got to stop it, because we have a country to run.
Meanwhile, former National Security Advisor John Bolton's been called to testify today in the impeachment inquiry. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions may try to get his old Senate seat back. Reports are the Alabama Republican is going to announce his bid this week before a filing deadline. Trump nominated him to be his Attorney General, but he later pressured him to leave. This is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
You know, stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me or a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SNORE to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SNORE to 84888. That's keyword S-N-O-R-E to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Four at the hour now in the DJV program. The Doug Steffen influence here, maybe not as loud or as wonderful as it usually is, because he has it's the first time I've had a cold in probably about 4 years, and most of them are not self-induced. Most people don't do things that they ought to do to keep themselves healthy. I do a lot of most everything that's necessary to keep a strong immune system, but sometimes you just can't avoid getting something like this. It's just really one of those things. So, that's the explanation for the way I sound. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria is going, I was thinking when I get up this morning I should take a shower to sort of wash off some of whatever it was that was going on crawling around my nose and my mouth overnight. But according to Victoria, I'm not supposed to take a shower. So,
yes.
Why?
Well, two-thirds of Americans say that they take a shower every day, and people say that a daily shower helps them wake up and gets them ready for the day, or especially after exercise, or if you're out in the hot or humid weather. However, there are some experts from Harvard Medical Center now saying that when it comes to concerns about health, it's actually showering every day can be bad for your health. And the reason for it is washing and scrubbing removes the oil that's the natural oil that's on your skin. It also removes healthy bacteria, and then your skin can become very dry, irritated, and itchy. And they say that the older you are, the thinner your skin grows, it's less hydrated and it's more sensitive, and dried, cracked skin actually allows bad bacteria to get into your body, and it causes infections, allergic reactions, things like that. And so, essentially, they're saying that the older you get, not the less you should shower, but you shouldn't shower every day, because showering can break down the skin's acid mantle, and that's the natural protective barrier that that keeps bad bacteria out, and viruses and things like that. So they say when you strip the skin of its natural oils, then you're more vulnerable to bacterial and viral invasion. And so this also can exacerbate skin conditions like eczema.
Say that again. Bacterial and viral infection. So you said that. Invasion. Wow.
And that's the quote from the Harvard Medical School. Yeah, doctors. Yep. And so they say that it can make skin conditions worse if you have eczema, rosacea, psoriasis, things like that. And so doctors say that the human immune system needs a certain amount of exposure to microorganisms and dirt, which Doug talks about all the time,
right,
to create the protective antibodies. Frequent showers over time, actually, they say, can contribute to an increase in allergies, asthma, autoimmune diseases, and even diabetes.
Right, so
don't shower every day.
Showering is just bad. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Well, under the circumstances, Jennifer's just trying to start something. But in terms of what you do and how you do it, I think the message here is clear for parents, and if it isn't, it ought to be. The fact that you try to keep your children, or even adults try to make themselves, like, Purell is all over the place. Yeah, I got to be clean because there's so much dirt around. No. You need to have dirt. That's what it is. I think a lot of people get sick because they don't have a strong immune system.
Well, and if your kid is constantly, you know, in a shower and a bath, or, you know, kids bathe twice a day or whatever, it's not helping their immune system by any means. Actually, some dermatologists weighed in on this study saying that most Americans overbathe, and that a daily shower is not necessary. They say that generally a few times a week is better than a daily shower. They also recommend keeping showers short and keeping the water lukewarm, hot water dries out your skin as well. And they also note that showering
eight,
less...
Victoria.
Sorry? Say that again?
Read down to paragraph 8, where it says, bypass the shower in lieu of your swimming pool. Do you see that right there in paragraph number 8?
So that's
good news.
That's what Doug does.
I love taking a bath.
Back
I love
to you.
Taking
in your swimming pool, weirdo.
Taking
well, and
bath.
Here's the other thing that they all say.
The swimming pool was always 88 degrees. That was just,
well,
just
that's
right
nice.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah. They also say that in the winter months, when the air is drier and indoor heaters are working and makes the air even drier, that showering every day in the winter is a really bad idea. So you can do it if you want to shower every day in the summertime when it's hot, that's fine. But especially in the winter, just try to skip a daily shower.
You should start thinking about it this way. When you smell yourself, you should take a shower.
I don't think
that's it.
Yeah, most people smell you before you smell yourself.
Well, that's also something. Nothing worse than BO in somebody's body. That's really distracting. I think that's true. But the way that taking a shower every day, if you're not really dirty, as you've just explained, the oils that come out, the things that are on your skin that are good for
that
you.
That you need there, yeah.
Yeah, right. We've washed all of those things away with the public consumption of all kinds of things. You can go into I went into a drugstore last night to get some Mucinex, and you walk through the door, and the first three or four aisles are all what they call health and beauty aids, but they're things that cover up how you smell, or they make you smell different than what you really smell like. I think one of the things that was studied, and I'm not remembering when it was, I remember studying this one. We were talking about early life in college, and now this is just coming back to me, how the way men used to find their mates was like almost an animal. Well, there were animals. You smell, you'll find a smell you like, and that's who you want to be with. So the smell, and is that the modern day with perfumes and things that women wear, men wear aftershave and body lotions? I put creams on my face that I hope smell good, you know, and so is that what it is, really? Are we going back to the caveman era? You find somebody that you like because they smell good. And
well.
There's not, right? You don't want to be around somebody that smells bad.
No, of course not. But if you're showering like every other day, you shouldn't smell bad.
No, you shouldn't. Right. And then it's deciding whether to use deodorant or I was going to say insect repellent. Deodorant or antiperspirants. The idea is to not put aluminum in next to your body anywhere. So whatever you use, make sure it doesn't have aluminum in it. All right, how's that? Pretty good, huh? Jennifer, quickie on the LAX rideshare program. I didn't talk to Megan about what her experience was when she went back on Sunday, but I've been told that LAX, I love LAX because it seems, it's very, for me, easy to get in, easy to get out. But apparently that's not
right now. They're trying to put in a people mover. So anybody who comes into LAX has to use an LA exit shuttle, which means you get on the shuttle, you go to a parking lot. That's where you can get your taxi or your Uber or your Lyft. And people are going nuts because the lines were going bananas. And now they're saying they're adding additional lots and additional buses, and they're trying to make it better. But I don't know.
Management there.
I'm out on that.
All these airports are the same. The management is just, they're so out of touch. They don't really pay attention. They do what they think is necessary rather than study what the traffic patterns are. And as I said, LAX is my favorite. It's easy to get. Once you get into the airport, I can be in the gate area at 5-6 minutes. And that's what I like. It is. Bing, bang, boom. And I'll tell you, TSA pre-check is something that makes that a lot easier as well. It's 42 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 44 at the hour on the DJV program. How is your home looking? How do you feel when you walk in from a long day, come through the front door, or the back door, or the garage, whatever it is, and you walk into whatever the first room is that you go into? How does it feel? Do you feel happy to be home? Is it really exciting? Is your place something that's warm and inviting? Speaking of inviting, we've invited Michelle McClellan, who's the product management executive for First Mortgages and Home Equity Lending at Bank of America, to talk about the way one does what we need to do to feel good about being at home. If you're thinking about renovating your home or putting a new bathroom, I was looking at an ad last night, Michelle, for somebody, a contractor who specializes in doing new kitchens and bathrooms and things like that. I'm expecting a lot of people do that instead of buying a new home, right? Isn't that something people would rather rebuild their home than go buy a new one?
Yeah, Doug. So the thing is that the thoughts you're having here, you're not alone, because, in fact, 80% of homeowners live in a home that's at least 20 years old. In some cases, some parts of the country, even older.
I live in a home that's 120 years old.
There you go. So you've been through this before, many times probably. And for a number of people, they're not moving as often as they have in the past. They want to stay in their home. Maybe they've found a nice neighborhood and they love where they live, but they might not love what they see when they walk in the door, like you mentioned. So we want to help them So the first thing to know is that you're not alone. 80% of Americans are going through the same thing and looking for ways that they can spruce up their home.
All right. So talking about, is it a thing that's better done in the spring, better done in the fall? What's the best? When do you find most people, most homeowners coming to you, perhaps for a second mortgage to finance the renovation? What time of year?
Yeah, so there's really no bad time. We're seeing people come all throughout the year. Now, certainly springtime seems to be where people wake up from the cold winter and start to look at renovations, but then you're in line with a whole bunch of other people at the same time. So there's really not one peak time of year. In terms of what we like to say is get your financing taken care of ahead of time so you have the confidence to know what you can afford, and then start meeting with contractors and start creating your dream.
You know, the question that often is asked is, will I be able to, let's say I take out an equity line of credit from your bank and it's $100,000. When I do the work, if I have to sell my house, will I see the return? Will I get my $100,000 back in the price that the house sells for?
Yeah, so that's always a good question, right? And I think a lot of those home shows you see on TV where they come in on the weekend and you do all these things and all of a sudden you've just made all this money. That can happen, but for the majority of people, they just want to improve the quality of their surroundings. And for many, yes, you can make more equity. Your home's more saleable. A lot of people are making some energy efficient updates, whether it's solar panels or, you know, improved furnaces, windows, things like that can improve the value. But I don't think you should go into any project with the hopes that you're going to make a lot of money off the renovation. You want to do it because you want to make that change.
All right. So how does it work when somebody comes to you and they say, okay, we've got a bill or an estimate here from this guy. It's $100,000. I need to borrow that money. Is it that easy?
Yep.
Just go and say, here's the estimate. I want to borrow that much money. What do you tell people?
Yeah, so you don't even need to show us what you want to use the money for. That's the beauty, right? If you've got value in an equity in your home and you want that $100,000, you come in, we sit down with you, Doug, and it takes 10 minutes. We want to look at your whole picture and say, is this the right solution for you? But the beauty is you don't pay there's no application fee. There's no monthly fees. You only pay interest on what you use. So if we gave you $100,000 tomorrow, if the contractor, you know, has draws of $20,000 for every month or whatever your project is, it doesn't matter to us. We'll give you the $100,000 now, and you use it how you want to use it.
You know what I find interesting looking at the survey that you did is what happened where people may not use, they may not just redesign or redo a room, but they'll build it around a hobby or some interest. They have a room in the house for whatever, a new railroad. You know, if I were rebuilding my house, I'd have a railroad room for the old trains. Anyway.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, for many people, you build a new outdoor kitchen, and then you take up a hobby of, you know, cooking, or all of a sudden now gardening becomes a big interest for you. So we do see that not only does it improve, you know, not only do you do the renovation, but you also tend to find more hobbies, find more interests, and, you know, you might invite your relatives over and have more neighbors over and friends.
That's
so it really does help you improve quality of your life as well.
Thanks to Michelle McClellan from Bank of America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
For Dr. Ken, the focus on intelligent medicine here, what to do to take care of yourself. I mentioned the Juul, J-U-U-L company. They've been selling a lot of things, patches and puffers, to get people off of tobacco or nicotine. And I guess at this point in time, the question is, can we trust any of their products? They seem to be the ones at the core of the vaping discussion, but are they all bad, or are there some of the things that they have that are good? What would you recommend if somebody came to you? This is the actual question. Somebody comes to you and they're smoking and it's affecting their heart and their lungs and their, you know, I mean, hello, smoking affects all of those things. So what do you tell them to do to get off of the nicotine habit? Would you send them to a Juul?
Well, I would definitely not send them to a flavor Juul. Mm-hmm. And I would have to do this on an individual basis, because this wouldn't be my first choice, because we learned that these products were being sold with contamination in them.
Right.
And so this certainly would not be my first choice on the long list of ways to get people off of cigarettes. But I'd have to do this on an individual basis, because this is a very concerning report that we're just learning today.
So could you, would you scare? Doctors have information. If you really want something to work, I find fear is a great motivator. This is what your lungs are going to look like. And you show them a picture of somebody's lungs after they've smoked for 50 years, or what your heart's going to look like.
And it's amazing, because people are very different in their when they receive that kind of information. There's definitely a good fraction of people who will immediately get off it and will make every effort to get off it. But there are some people, and some of it's even genetics, who are tied to nicotine. And regardless of what you tell them, they will not get off it. I have been in intensive care units, people on ventilators, and just can't wait to get some cigarette smoke into their lungs. This is often tied to a specific genetic type we now know. Mm-hmm. And so it's very individual how this occurs. And my own feeling about these e-cigarettes is, for me, I certainly wouldn't get involved, and I would not advise getting involved in these unless the doctor advised and there was really no other choice to get off of cigarettes. But using this as a fun habit for teenagers, boy, I certainly wouldn't advise it.
No. All right. There's a book called Deep Medicine, How Artificial Intelligence Can Make Healthcare Human Again. A lot of people are reading this. The author is Eric Topol, looking at his insights. This was sent to me by another one of my medical friends, focusing on modern medicine, the techniques of taking body scans, like you do with that, whatever that machine is, that is a CAT scan machine. You look at your body, you can do the same thing now with your brain, all of your organs, pretty much everything in your body. And I wonder, how is this going to be available to the average person, or is it so expensive that insurance won't pay for it? Looks like a great way to really find out what goes on in your body, head to toe.
Eric Topol is an interesting gentleman. He's a cardiologist. He's at Scripps out in California. And he's just been a guy who's always been a little ahead of his time. And he sees and talks about the direction that he sees medicine heading. And it would be nice if we get there. And he's probably just a little bit ahead because, you know, it takes – a lot of this is driven by the people who pay for it, the insurers, and they want to see research validating Dr. Eric's ideas. But he has been at the forefront his entire career, putting out the future, and he's pretty good. His telescope is pretty good. So I would not underestimate anything Dr. Eric talks about. I have listened to him for decades.
Well, I think there's certain genius if you know how to read the stuff. You send your material out to a radiologist to look at, right, and interpret for you, or do you now?
Are you talking about CAT scans of the coroners?
Well, yeah, in general, because this technology does, it looks into your body, and sometimes it's a radiological thing.
Yes, we do it all together as a group because these things do get complicated, and I'm sure that Dr. Topol uses his colleagues at Scripps in California and does this as a group effort because they get so complex, not one doctor could possibly understand what they're dealing with alone.
Right. All right. Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.